Hi, my name is Jan Wheel, and a very warm welcome to aclearpathtogod.com, my online magazine for Christian women. When I was preparing to write this article on the healthy way to fight evil, I really asked myself a few questions. I really wanted to know if I were a woman watching this, reading this article, what kinds of things would I need to know if I were to find myself having to confront an assault by evil? And all of us are subject to that at some time in our life. None of us is immune from evil. So the question is, not will it happen to us, but when it does, what resources have we got at our fingertips to deal with it in a way that's constructive rather than destructive? I would say that the first thing you have to know about evil is that God does not want you to fear it. Never fear evil. Respect it and accept its reality. And that's really why I have spent so much time writing this series on understanding evil. Many people, I think, although they mightn't admit it, are scared of evil. God doesn't want that. He has given you all the means you need to deal with it, to resist it, to fight it, and defeat it, and become victorious over it. But the thing is, many of us don't know what these means are. And ignorance, you know, will get us into trouble. So I have tried to make sure in these 10 articles that you remain really aware of evil, but not the existence of evil, but not in a negative way, in a very positive and constructive way. The second important thing I want you always to remember when you're confronting evil is that when you confront it in a healthy way, it will bring you tremendous blessings. You see, blessings are always hiding right underneath the evil. And this brings me to my third point, which is always remember that the overriding way to deal with evil in a constructive way, in a healthy way, is to remain very close to the Lord. And the best way I know how to do this, and I've been using this for 39 years now, is to practice praying with my heart and from my heart for a few minutes every day. You've got to do it regularly, particularly when you confront an evil. Otherwise, it's not going to be as powerful as it can be, and it certainly is extremely powerful. In that way, you dig deeper than the wickedness confronting you. You dig deeper. And that is key to finding the blessings. Happy reading. God bless you.